Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very much looking forward to our visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the husband and wife team that has taught us so much over the years about how to find, acquire, manage, and help employees to be successful. They're Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is a landmark book, of course, and then they're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. That's a book I tell you about whenever, even when they're not even here, and that's how much I think of it, and they're our good friends. Jane, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you.
No, that's not Jane. That's Pierce. Hi, Pierce. How you doing? Hey, Jane, I didn't hear you. Are you there? There she
I'm
is.
Here.
Yeah, folks, that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
I have Jane, a split personality.
Yeah. You can tell we've known each other a long time, folks. We love our friendship with Pierce and Jane. Hey, thanks to both of you for being here. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One of the things I know you guys have been working on lately is how to make training decisions for employees. And, you know, this is one of the big deficiencies, and I hate to say this because I hate to talk about my buddies out here, my peeps, small business owners, but none of us, and I'm talking about, I'm going to cast this net over all of us, none of us are great at training, getting our employees the kind of training they need. It's like, you know, it's like the whole HR thing is just kind of annoying to us, and training's part of that, isn't it, Jane?
It very well can be, Jim. You know, we thought we'd talk about training today because there are billions of dollars that are spent every year in the United States to send people to training. And since this is the time of year we're looking at going back to school, we thought it would be a good time to think about, well, what do we do when we need to get training both for ourselves and for the people who work for us? And so it seemed a very timely topic to dig into.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Pierce, you and I have been, Jane's a lot younger than you and I are, but we've been around a long time, but you know, I don't know what I would have done without the training that I got from the big corporations that I worked for 23 years. I mean, every day I benefit from that, and you know, and so that's always been the kind of the knock on small business. If you want to get great training, go to work for a big company. And then if you want to have some fun, go work for a small company after you get that training. And I'd like to turn that around. What do you think, Pierce?
Well, you know, the dilemma is the degree to which the training actually sticks. There are several studies that have shown that up to 90% of every company's training budget is a waste of money because
really?
Of the failure of the training to transfer back to the job.
90%?
So you and I may be the minority who benefit from the training, but apparently only about 10% of it sticks. But what's
wow.
interesting about that is the explanation for why training doesn't stick, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
And there are two reasons. There are two reasons it doesn't stick. One is bad training. It's just not well designed, well thought out. But the other
reason is well delivered.
Yeah. And then the other reason it doesn't stick is sending the wrong people to training. You send somebody to training, for example, for time management training, who by temperament is very spontaneous and non-methodical and creative and is not by nature an organized person.
Mm-hmm.
And they can intellectually learn all about time management, but they don't have the temperament to deliver the goods when they get back on the job.
Yeah, and that's where the personality tests come in handy, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got to know what the underlying traits are that a person has before we make that call as to whether the training we're getting ready to drop some serious dollars on is actually going to benefit them and benefit our small business, because trying to decide to spend that kind of money for training is a huge decision, especially in this economy.
Well, and
you know, one of the most common failures in sending people to training has to do with orienting a person and then debriefing them. I mean, the research shows that if you will sit down with a person before they go to training and tell them exactly what you hope that they will get out of the training and how they're going to use it and how they're going to be supported when they get back, and then when they get back from the training, if you sit down with them and you say, okay, how'd it go? How are we going to use it? What kind of support do you need for me to implement it? If you do those two things, you can almost guarantee that you'll get a transfer of training. But
Hold on to that thought, Pierce. Jane, we're going to take a quick break, folks. This is very interesting, folks, and it's very important for all of us, all small business owners. Stay with me, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.